Hello, today the Church celebrates the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and our Gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. As we grow and as we grow older, we know more and more about life, faith, personal relationships, and about ourselves. As we grow in age, we build up a wealth of knowledge that comes from life's experiences and which becomes our personal fund, as it were, of wisdom. What we don't have as we grow older and wiser is the thrill of new beginnings, the enthusiasm of youth, of beginning a new relationship, a new vocation, a new career. One of my favorite preachers is a Trappist monk by the name of Father Stephen Verbest from New Mellery Abbey in Iowa, and he tells a story about a parish that was celebrating its 150th anniversary. While the people were milling about, Megan, who was about 12 years old, carried her baby sister Anika over to the pastor. The priest said, "What a beautiful child." Megan said, "Yeah, Father, but boy, does she have a temper." Megan was speaking out of her wisdom. She was learning something we all know. There is a difference between how things look and how they really are. Today we celebrate Mary's Immaculate Conception, the first completely holy person. The Greek fathers say panagia, the all-holy, when they refer to Mary. Mary's Immaculate Conception isn't something that we can verify like we can so many other facts of life. We only know this one by faith. And faith is more like wisdom. It's not based on appearances. Faith tells us that no matter how sin abounds in our world, grace is superabundant. Mary's life is the first occasion of this superabundance of God's grace. Our scientific knowledge can tell us that human life began at a certain period of time. But our faith tells us that at the beginning, God infused his spirit into that life, his image, right from the moment of conception. Faith also tells us that at the second instance, there was a break of sorts, a sin. We pick up on that in today's first reading about Adam and Eve. This reading was chosen for today's feast because right in the heart of sin is a promise of redemption. By making this connection, the Church is teaching us that at the very beginning of sin, there was the beginning of the promise of redemption. Mary is the firstborn of this redemption. Her life is a prophecy of what is hidden in all of life.